Marwan, tell me about the week you've had. I don't want to go through all trawling through the old press conferences, but you know, you tell me about the week that you've had, and please bring us up to date. Lots of speculation about Yestin Harris. We've got to start with that, I think.
As usual, it's been a very, very exciting week. There's never a dull moment with Salford. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculations about the future of Yestin Harris. What had I tweeted? My tweet said it all. Look, Yestin is sick, he's not feeling very well. Ian Watson took over the team, led the team, and led the team very, very well. And Tim was always going to come. Everybody knew of his arrival.
Did Yestin know about that? I'm going back a few weeks now. You're talking about the arrival of Tim Sheens, who is due here on Tuesday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But did Yestin know that was always going to be the plan?
Of course. I think about 15, 16 months ago, when I met up with Yestin first time to talk about the job, he always knew that Tim Sheen one day is going to be the director of rugby. So it never came as a surprise. When Tim came here for a month or so early in the season and went back, everybody knew that Tim eventually will come back. And you know, we're very, very glad he's going to be here on Tuesday. He's arriving. And listen, you know, it has been a very difficult week because of the speculations about Yestin and about the dispute with Locke and other players, etc. You know, and I'm really looking forward to Tim being here to take some of the pressure off me, because I tell you what, it has been a very, very tough week on me and on my family as well. And today's result is a huge uplift. It's not just maybe in a way they are meaningless in terms of us getting to the top eight, because we're not going to get to the top eight. It's all about now the middle eight. But that win today and the attitude the players showed is going to give us the huge club. It's going to give us a huge lift. And we're looking forward to the future.
Marwan, on reflection, and it's very, very easy, hindsight's a very dangerous thing, but would you have done anything differently in your time at Salford?
I think somebody like Tim around the place, things would have been slightly different. Maybe different personnel would have come into the team. You know, some of the, you know, one or two of the players we signed who have left us now, maybe we didn't have signed them. And listen, you know, it's anybody who looks at the team who played today, we are far better than a team sitting in the 11th out of 12th in the league. We were very unlucky against Hull KR. We could have beaten Wigan. We weren't humiliated against St. Helens. You know, these are the very top teams, and you know, we're not that far off them. I think this year, you know, the amount of injuries, suspensions that we've had, and the unfortunate thing, they all happened around the same time. You know, you'd expect injuries. Everybody gets injuries, but we had them all, you know, within a period of 5 to 6 weeks. And that period literally killed our hopes of being in the top eight. So overall, yeah, I am disappointed we're not in the top eight, but very proud of the players' attitude and willingness to fight for the team. A lot of people saying, well, a lot of players are unhappy and want to leave, but that's total rubbish, because it's natural. You get movement of players in and out. And the only player or players who are leaving us so far are Scott Taylor, who was always going to leave us anyway. You know, it was a just 1 year contract. And with Lemetasi, to be fair, we've never offered him a contract. So he was entitled to go and look for a club elsewhere. Other than that, there's nobody else I know of that is, you know, leaving. So let's not make too much out of the fact, you know. Okay, things are difficult now, but it's not that difficult.
Are you a hard taskmaster? Generally? Tell me about, you know, your characteristic, if you like, your personality. Lots of people look at the Salford situation and have said to me, what's going on at Salford? Because there is a story practically every day that emerges.
Well, it's good stories and bad stories, but it keeps Rugby League in the spotlight and keeps Salford in the spotlight as well. But am I a hard person to work with or for? I don't think so. I'm just somebody who came into Rugby League for my love of the sport and for my passion for it. And, you know, listen, Jack, I'm determined to succeed, and I won't let anything or anybody stand in my way. If somebody out there in the team or in the club that doesn't share my vision or mission, then they won't be here for much longer.
So your commitment is still as strong as ever to Salford?
I am very, very committed to Salford. I have to do a lot of fighting, you know, for on and off the field, because not everything is about the activities on the field. I need to build a future for Salford for as a club. And I need to be able to start delivering on the promises they've made for me when I first came in. And this is my, but you know, once the season ends, all what I will be doing is fighting for the future of my club. Because I really want the club one day, Jack, whether it's next season or the season after, to be able to stand on its own feet and to fight for its existence in Super League, with or without me.